昨天晚上我们谈到大卫与约柜。
Last night we talked about David and the ark.
那约柜呢，被敌人腓力斯人呢掳去的。
The ark of covenant was captured by the enemies.
那是神啊允许啊任意让敌人掳走了。
Because God has allowed to let the enemies to capture the ark.
所以表面上看起来好像神输了。
It looks like God has lost the battle.
因为约柜就是代表神的临在啊。
Because that means when the ark presence, that means the spirit of God presence as well.
神怎么会输呢？
Why would God lost to the battle?
所以后来啊，神就使疾病啊降在腓力斯人的地方啊。
And so God gave Philistine the disease.
降在腓力斯人的身上。
So inflict the disease on the Philistine.
结果让他们非常惧怕。
So they were afraid.
而且还看到那个跟约柜放在把约柜放在庙里头啊，结果使假神的神像啊就掉落到地上来。
Because they put the ark in the temple of Dagon, then and Dagon fell onto the floor.
让他们非常惧怕，所以决定啊，再把约柜运回以色列地。
So afraid, so they decided to transport the ark back to Jerusalem.
所以神的国度也是一样，有些时候看起来啊，好像是失败。
So God's kingdom, it looks like it lost the battle.
但是终究必得胜。
But at the end, it will gain victory.
那我们今天谈到大卫与神的国度。
Now we're going to talk about God's and David and God's kingdom.
所以大卫刚开始被撒母耳高立为以色列的君王。
When David was anointed by Samuel to be king.
那这是一个很荣耀的事情啊。
And this is the most glorious things ever.
应该要很欢呼来庆祝才对的。
And should celebrate with joy.
但是自此以后啊，他就经常遭遇患难，甚至于被扫罗王所追杀。
But ever since after that, David has been chased by the Samuel and has a lot of tribulations.
神也曾经应许大卫要帮他建立一个国度。
And God promised David that he will build him a kingdom.
可是现在看起来也是失败的。
It looks like it fell.
并且扫罗王随时都有可能来夺取大卫的性命。
Because King Saul will always come after David and take his life.
但是历史是掌控在神的手中。
But you know, history is controlled by God.
请看箴言。
Let's look at Proverbs.
箴言二十一章。
Proverbs chapter 21.
箴言二十一章
，Proverbs chapter 21,
第一节
，verse 1。
箴言二十一章的第一节
，Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1。
王的心在神的手中，好像龙沟的水随意流转。王是一国之君呢
？The king is a commander of a country.
是万能之上
，and is above everything.
应该是要写说他的心随意流转，还是王的心随意流转？
So king's heart is like a water of the river.
因为人民的生杀大权就是掌握在王的手中了。
Because the fate of every citizen is governed by the king.
他要做什么，没有人能够挡得住的。
Whatever he wants to do, no one can stop him.
可是圣经怎么说呢？
And how would the Bible say about that?
圣经说啊，王的心啊是掌握在神的手中。
They say the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord.
说王怎么想，王怎么来行动，都是神在掌控着。
And whatever king's heart is controlled by God.
而不是在王的手中啊。
It's not in the hands of the king.
也不是在王的谋士的手中。
And it's not in the strategy of the king.
所以神是在掌控着历史。
So God is the one who has control over the history.
我们知道尼布甲尼撒王他本来是很高傲的啊，的确他的国家非常的强盛，值得他骄傲。
We know that Nebuchadnezzar, is a very proud king, because his country is very strong, and it's something that he can be proud for.
所以他说啊，这个巴比伦王国啊，是我一手所建立的。
So he say that the country of Babylon is built by him himself.
从表面上看来，以人的角度来看，那是对的。
It's from the perspective of man that is right.
他没有能力，他没有智慧的话，怎么能够扩张他国家的领土啊，到处打胜仗？
Because if Nebuchadnezzar does not have the wisdom, how can he expand his country and win the battle?
但是真正厉害的不是他。
But then the mighty one is not his.
而是背后有一只手在无形在帮助他。
Because there is an invisible hand that has been helping him.
那个就是神。
That is God.
所以后来他也意识到，真的是神在掌控一切的，不是他自己。
In his latter day, he found out that it was God who has control over.
So 神在掌控着历史。
So God has control over our history.
甚至于神也在掌控着每一个人那的脚步。
God has control over everyone's footsteps.
所以，使徒行传说啊，我们人的生活动作存留，甚至于我们的生命。我们所住的疆界都掌握在神的手中。
See in the book of Acts, it says that every of our footstep is, governed by God.
所以有的时候我们会觉得，我为什么会这样说话
？So we sometimes think, why would we say such thing?
一定我这样想啊。
And have you ever thought of that?
但这个想法从哪里来
？Then where is this thought came from?
其实有些时候我们想想，也是有一个无形的力量在掌控着我们怎么去思考啊。
When we think about it, there might be an invisible force that is controlling how we think.
大家的脚步今天怎么会踏上美国国土，会住在美国
？Why would your footstep guide you to live in the United States？
这个当中也是有神在冥冥当中带领的。
There's an arrangement of God and His guidance。
首先他要让我们想来呀。
And first of all, He led us to think about coming to United States。
你看，有的人不想来。
Some people wouldn't want to come to United States。
我有弟弟姐姐们住在还住在台湾呢。
Then I have brothers and a sister that still live in Taiwan.
按照法律程序，他们可以来美国啊。
According to the law, that they are able to come to United States.
但是他们不想来呀。
But then they don't want to come here.
因为神给他们说，你不用去啊，所以他们就不想来啊，想说不要来。
Because God led them to think that they don't have the intention to come here. That's why they don't want to come.
所以真的神也在掌控着人的脚步。
So God is the one who guides the footstep of everyone.
那我们刚刚所提到的大卫啊，他经历患难困难。
So we talk about David's gone through tribulations and difficulties.
他要逃避扫罗王的追杀。
Then he has to run away from the assassinations of King Saul.
结果他是到处碰壁，不是那么顺利呀。
But then he encountered many difficult things and he couldn't.
我们看到，假如我们是这个大卫的父母亲的话，
If we are the parents of David,
大卫说了一句话，会让他父母亲掉泪啊。
So what the one word that David said that will let his parents break in tears?
请看撒母耳记上二十章。
Let's look at First Samuel chapter 20.
撒母耳记上二十章第三节。
First Samuel chapter 20, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
大卫起誓说啊，你父亲准知道我在你眼前蒙恩了。他心里说，不如不叫约拿单知道，恐怕他愁烦。我指着永生的神，又敢在你面前起誓，我离死啊，只不过是一步啊。我们看，假如我们是大卫的父母亲，那听到大卫说我离死不过一步，你看。
If we are the parents of David and hear that he is not far away from death, then our the parents will be heartbroken. Because Saul has gone after David in haste.
好像不让大卫死啊，这个扫罗王是不会罢休的。
So if David is not dead by now, then King Saul will continue to pursue him.
所以他说离死啊，不过是一步，随时都有可能死亡啊。
And David is only one step away from death.
是我们很难的想象的。
So it's hard to imagine his life.
但是虽然他说我离死啊，只不过是一步，会不会死呢？
And so he's only one step away from death, but will he die?
因为 掌握在神的手中，不是掌握在扫罗王的手中啊。
But his life is in the hands of God, not in the hands of King Saul.
啊，请看撒母耳记上啊。
Let's look at First Samuel.
记上的二十三章。
First Samuel chapter 23.
二十三章的十四节。
First Samuel chapter 23 verse 14.
记上二十三章十四节。
First Samuel chapter 23 verse 14.
大卫住在旷野的山寨里，常在西弗旷野的山地。扫罗啊，天天寻索大卫，神却不将大卫交在他的手里。你看到，啊，这个一方面呢，扫罗是天天哦，每天的，而且是下定决心呢。非抓到大卫不罢休啊！
So you can see that Saul sought him every day. That without finding him, then he would not let go.
啊，真的，扫罗王就付出行动啊，每天都派出军队啊来找大卫。
Well, King Saul every day he sent soldiers to look after to come after David.
甚至于可能啊是第一台人士的说说了，
是
挨家挨户。
He might come after every house.And knock on every door.
哦，这个时候假如是演戏的话，一定是很紧张的镜头啊。
So if this is in the movie, it might be a very exciting scene.
哇，快抓到了。
So I almost got him.
你看层层包围啊。
So you see the many layers of the surrounding by soldiers.
啊，那继续看二十六节。
Let's look at verse 26.
哦，很紧张刺激哦，二十六。
As it's very exciting on verse 26.
扫罗在山的这边走，大卫和跟随他的人在山的那边走。大卫急忙躲避扫罗，因为扫罗和跟随他的人四面围住大卫和跟随他的人，要拿获他们。啊，你看到吗？是不是很危急呀？
So you see, it's in a very urgent time.
团团围住了，四围的困住大卫了。
You can see that Saul soldiers and circling David.
啊，其实大卫啊，他真的是无处可逃了。
Because David has nowhere to go.
哎，在这个时候。
So at the time.
哎，紧张刺激的时候，在二十七节。
It's very exciting on verse 27.
啊，忽然有使者来报告扫罗说：“哎呀，非利士人进犯来抢劫了，请王赶快回去吧，不要再追大卫了。这个事情已经不是很重要了。”
The Philistines gone after Saul. It is something that is very important for a messenger to deliver.
28节
verse 28.
因为这个消息来的哈，有敌人要来侵犯的，所以二十八节。于是扫罗就不追赶大卫回去攻打非利士人。
Because someone is going after Saul, that's why they stop pursuing David.
啊，所以不追赶大卫啊，反而就掉头啊。回去跟非利士人打仗了。
So King Saul actually turned around and fight with the Philistine.
啊，大卫就松了一口气啊。
So David had release.
哦，好紧张啊。
So it was very exciting.
哎呀，捏了一把汗。
So he sweat tears.
真的哈，历史是掌控在神的手中啊。
So the history is governed by controlled by God.
啊，最近啊，很最主要的新闻呢，就是中美的贸易战。
Recently, there's a trading war between the China and the United States.
还有北韩跟美国的谈判。
And negotiation between the North Korea and United States.
那大家都知道什么结局呀
？So we know what the outcome is.
还有很多国家都有问题呀。
So many countries has their problems.
所以有时候你看新闻啊，会让我们很焦虑嘿。
So when look at the news, it makes us really nerve-wracking.
因为你现在看新闻的话，没有一个是好消息呀。
So when you look at the news, there's no good news.
现在没有什么好消息。
And there's no good news at all.
以前我记得我还在台湾的时候，大概40几年前。
So I remember when I was in Taiwan 40 years ago.
啊，这个电视。的节目有一个就是怎么在播这些爱心的节目。
There's a TV show that always broadcast some heart-loving event.
啊，那是一个好消息呀。
And that is a very good news.
啊，就是鼓励大家要对其他的人关心，多关心，多付出，有爱心呢。
It's encourage everybody to love and concern, show care for each other.
啊，故事往往都是非常感人的。
So the story is always touching.
所以那是给社会带来一个正面的。影响啊、
so it gives a positive affection to the society.
啊，用这个方法来帮助社会改造，使社会变得更好。
If you use this kind of method, we can change the society to be a better one.
可是现在不一样啊。
But then it's different now.
啊，现在做的坏消息比较多了。
Yeah, there are more bad news.
你的好消息没有人要看。
Good news, nobody want to watch.
大家都想看到这不好的消息。
So everybody want to watch the bad news.
可是看了不好的消息以后，要让我们更焦虑。
So, but then after we watch the bad news, that will be more, nerve-wracking and, yeah.
所以有本书啊，说我们现在就住在这个焦虑的地球上啊。
So there's a book talk about that we're living in a nerve-wracking earth.
啊，这本书我就赶快买了。
So I need to buy this book right away.
啊，但是看了几章以后，哎，看不下去了。
After I read a few chapters, I cannot read on.
因为会让你更焦虑。
Because it will let you to be more nerve-wracking.
真的，他的意思就是说，我们住在这个焦虑的地球上啊，怎么样的不焦虑
？So how can we stop being panic, living in this nerve-wracking world?
所以，历史啊，就掌握在神的手中。
So history is governed by God.
我们也不需要过度的去焦虑。
And we don't have to be over a panic for things like this.
啊，像大卫呢，啊，在这个时候，哎，神就保守他，不把他交给扫罗王啊。
As David, God is protecting him and did not deliver him to King Saul.
可是眼见这个啊，神的国度好像不能够彰显呢。
But we cannot see the God's kingdom being glorified like this.
啊，其实神在掌控着。
But actually, it's in the control of God.
啊，我记得大家应该还知道我在读神学院的时候啊，有一个同学叫做陈才仁弟兄啊。
I remember when I was a TTP student, a brother called 陈才仁。
啊，他这个他是从加拿大来的。
And he came from Canada.
那当时啊，他也做过见证啊，他是。读神学院以前的不久，他得了胃癌。
He testified that before he come to be a TTP student, he got intestinal cancer.
胃癌这个 stomach
啊。Stomach cancer.
啊，所以他就把胃啊整个切除掉。
Then he get his stomach cut away.
所以他说他没有胃的。
Then he does not have a stomach.
那胃的台湾话叫做一无胃啊。
In Taiwanese, that means a
没胃啊！啊，所以那个负责人说：“哎，怎么没有卫生啊？已经帮你安排卫睡觉地方啊！啊，你那没胃。”
Church council say I have already arranged a place for you to sleep, but you don't have a stomach.
啊，结果在台湾话是同音啊，他的意思说有帮你准备睡觉地方，您怎么说没有那个胃啊？这个是胃，那个是位置的胃啊，我这是胃，是肚肠胃的胃啊，不一样。
Well, in Taiwanese, stomach has the same pronunciation as there's no spot for you to sleep, but I arranged one for you already.
啊，你看哦，他得了这个胃癌。
So you see, he got a stomach cancer.
啊，其实啊，是虽然经过治疗，但是有点扩散。
After treatments, even though he healed from it, but it got worse after.
那以人的角度来看，他可能活了不久啊。
So from man's perspective, he might not live long.
但是他多活了二十年。
But then he lived for another 20 years.
前不久啊，他才过世的。
Then he just passed away not long ago.
多活了二十年。
Then he lived 20 more years.
那本来是不该活的。
Then he shouldn't live that long.
但是神掌控着他的生命。
But then God is in control of his life.
大概上个星期啊，才。碰到他先被安以前被安立为执事啊，所以他的执事长因为他到尔湾教会访问。
Last week, he got his wife just visited Orion.
所以他说感谢主啊。
And thank God.
让他也能够看到他的女儿结婚。
That he was able to see his daughter get married.
能够让他的抱个孙子。
Then he's able to hold his grandson in his hand.
所以虽然是离开世间了。
So even though he already left,
当然也是很舍不得啊。
But then he is not willing to.
但是也很感谢主啊。
But then thanks to the Lord.
因为神在掌控着人的生命。
Because God has control over man's life.
所以我们看神帮助大卫走出这个阴霾。
So God had helped David to walk out of this tribulation.
不但走出阴霾，而且还使大卫无论所到什么地方都让他得胜。
So to let him to walk out of this trauma, but and gain victory everywhere he went.
请看历代志上。
Let's look at First Chronicle.
历代志上十八章。
First Chronicle chapter 18.
十八章的第六节。
First Chronicle chapter 18 verse 6.
历代志上十八章第六节。
First Chronicle chapter 18 verse 6.
于是大卫在大马色的亚兰地设立房营。亚兰人就归服他，给他进贡。大卫无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。再继续看十三节
，verse 13。
那大卫在以东地设立房营，以东人就归服他。大卫无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。我们看到神使大卫得胜啊。
So you see, God led him to gain victory.
那本来他是说。那个离死啊，只不过一步的人。
So you can see that David is not far away from death.
已经啊，大家看他自己也说啊，我好像是疙瘩一样，就是那个好像是跳蚤哈、啊。我们这边以前的跳蚤一样。
That David say he's like a flea. His life is not worth.
所以这没有什么值钱啊，不值钱。
And it doesn't worth anything.
可是神看得很重。
But God has seen it more importantly.
So, 无论他走到哪里去，神都使他得胜。
It doesn't matter where he went, God will give him victory.
那神也坚定他的家世，坚定他的国位。
And God has firmed and sure his kingdom.
这个就是神的国度的彰显。
And this is how God showed his glory for his kingdom.
所以只要我们在这个国度里头
，As long as we're in this kingdom,
国度。不败，我们就不败。
So as long as the kingdom will not be defeated, then we will not be defeated.
好像早上我们提过这个约瑟的例子哈。
And in the morning we talk about Joseph.
啊，约瑟后来，大家都很熟悉，但后来啊就被关在监牢里头啊。
So you know Joseph got prison.
好像什么没有指望啊，被放出来。
There is no way that he can escape from the jail.
他碰到两个大官呢、啊。
And he met two officials.
然后约瑟帮他们解梦。
And Joseph solved their dreams.
然后解梦以后，有一个人呐，官复原职啊，有一个是被法老王所杀了。
So one of them got killed by the pharaohs after the dream interpretation.
可是纠正他官复原职以后，约瑟还特别交代说，你官恢复官职以后，你要记得我啊，在法老王的面前啊，说一些好话。
And Joseph said to the cupbearer, "After you have become high, after you go back to your high officials again, remember me."
结果九次忘记了。
Then the cupbearer forgot about that.
害得约瑟在监狱里头一直看着，一直引颈盼望啊。
And it led Joseph to wait and wait on in the jail.
盼望不到有人来解救他。
Then he couldn't see anyone come to rescue him.
直到有一天晚上。法老王做了一个梦。
Then until one night, Pharaoh had a dream.
然后没有人能够解梦。
And nobody can resolve and interpret the dream for him.
那个时候，九正才想起约瑟来。
Then he remember the cupbearer remembered Joseph.
我们想想，这个是不是神的意思啊
？And he thinks, would this be the will of God?
说真的，神在掌控一切。
And it is God who has control over everything.
哦，那个时候。王做一个梦，而且是刚好也没有人能够解释那个梦的内容。
And Pharaoh had a dream, but nobody can interpret the dream for him.
那在《以斯帖记》哈，有个故事也是很出名。
And in the book of Esther, there's a pretty famous story.
就是一个大官叫做哈曼哈，这个人呢。
And there's a high official called Haman.
他想要消灭犹太整个族的人。
he wants to annihilate the entire race, tribes of Israel.
Oh, 这个计划都已经好了。
This is a very good plan.
哦，而且啊，他也做了一个五丈高的木架。
And he has already built a five-story tall something that is tall.
好啊，在一个晚上啊，这个王哈、啊、亚哈所的王，那个晚上就睡不着觉。
As one night, the Ahab king Ahasuerus cannot sleep.
啊，睡不着觉怎么办？
And what will he do? He cannot sleep.
还好当时没有手机啊。
And there is no smartphone at the time.
不然他要是在滑手机的话，今天故事要不一样的。
If he keep continue to play on his smartphone, then it will be a different story today.
啊，当时没有手机啊，睡不着觉。
There's no smartphone, but then he cannot sleep.
啊，所以他说啊，来，某个人啊，你来读历史给我听啊。
So he asked someone to read the history for him.
啊，读到这个莫迪改的故事，莫迪改的事迹呀。
It got into a story regarding to Mordecai.
啊，就是说啊，有人要谋害呀亚哈所的王。
And someone plot has a plot for to the king.
哇，这个莫迪改啊，就赶快去报告给王室。
And Mordecai actually report that to the king.
啊，真的就侦破了一桩要谋害王的这种的计谋啊。
Then the plan fall apart because nobody can harm the king.
哎，可是以后呢，竟然啊。啊，没有人提拔莫迪改，他也好像没有这个事情一样啊。
But then after the king is saved, then nobody mentioned about Mordecai anymore.
啊，都没有表扬他。
And nobody gave him anything or praised him.
啊，这个时候王就说：“哎，这样怎么可以呀、啊、
？”And the king said, "That's not fair."
哦，那他说要怎么办？要怎么来对待这个莫迪改呀、
啊、？Said, "What? How should I reward this Mordecai?"
啊，那以后的故事大家也很熟啊。
Said, "You know the story after that."
所以那一夜就改变了历史。
Then that night, things change.
啊，就是因为啊，他睡不着觉。
Then the king Ahasuerus cannot sleep.
啊，他又是读历史啊，叫人家来读历史。
And he asked somebody to read the history for him.
啊，当时他也不是滑手机。
And he was not playing on smartphone.
啊，读历史要读到这个莫迪改的这一段。
But then he had to read the history to the story regarding to Mordecai.
所以你看，什么事都是要配得很好啊，哦。这个就是成功的因素了。
See, everything match and it is not coincident. This is how things come into a success.
就是天时人啊，怎么地利人和天时的。
It has
天时地利人和。
It has
the right place, the right people, the right time.
the right timing and the right people at the time.
啊，这个都要配合。
And all has to match and
so 我们看神只能在掌控历史啊。
So we see how God has control over history.
那主耶稣他自己要也把他自己要交给敌人。
And Lord Jesus hand himself over to the enemy.
所以他就被钉在十字架上死亡了。
And that's how he knelt onto the cross and died.
所以大家看起来啊，这个事情啊就要结束了。
So when we see that this is the end of the story,
因为当时犹太人的很多人认为耶稣就是叛党之一的。
Because a Jewish believes that Jesus is the rebellious.
啊，所以这个头目死了，啊，他的跟随者也就解散了。
So as he died, then all his gang will fall apart.
就是他连他的门徒哦，啊，连他的门徒都这样想的。
And even his disciples think that too.
啊，耶稣死了，我们还能够做什么？
So when Jesus died, what can we do?
哦，本来耶稣还活着的时候，大家都很有这个热忱啊，很有这种的斗志。
When Jesus is still alive, everybody has the zeal and the will to fight on.
要企图心啊，想要恢复整个犹太的民族啊。
And they want to resuscitate the entire tribes of Israel.
啊，想要从耶稣那边啊，然后让以色列的民族能够再次独立。
So they want to revive the entire tribes of Israel through Jesus.
所以耶稣死了啊。
And Jesus died.
啊，他们都很伤心呐、啊。
And they're sad.
可是历史掌握在神的手中啊。
But then history is controlled in the hands of God.
啊，虽然死了。
even though he died,
耶稣又被埋葬了,
then he got buried.
但是神使耶稣基督从死里复活,
but then God led Jesus to resurrect after 3 days.
所以让他的门徒啊,
so his disciple once again had hope.
因为神的国终必得胜,
because God's kingdom will eventually gain victory. In a short period of time, it looks like it fell.
所以我们只要站立在这个神的国度里头,
as long as we stay firm in the kingdoms of God,
一样的我们也会经历艰难,
then we will go through tribulation, then a short-term failure,
经历短暂的挫折,
and short-term of torture, torment.
甚至于让我们肯定会觉得很失望啊,
then it will let us to feel disappointed on everything.
但是啊, 不用失望啊,
but we don't have to be disappointed.
很快的天就亮了,
and very quickly, the sky will shine again.
耶稣啊, 得胜了,
and Jesus gained victory.
所以复活啊, 对我们来说啊, 是一个很重要的 信仰核心,
so resurrection is the core belief of our Christian life.
所以有一次我在谈论到福音的内容啊,
I was talking about the content of a gospel.
啊, 什么是福音的内容?
What is the content of a gospel?
啊, 福音的内容就是, 主耶稣为罪人而死,
and the gospel is regarding that Jesus died for a sinner.
而且, 啊, 被埋葬,
and got buried,
第三天又复活了,
and after 3 days he resurrected.
这个是福音的内容,
and this is the whole contents of the gospel.
当有人听了以后, 就, 诶, 这个不是福音的内容啊,
and some people heard it and said this is not about the gospel.
福音的内容应该是十大信仰啊,
and the gospel, the content of the gospel should be the 10 basic beliefs.
那我们来看, 圣经怎么说,
Let us look at what the Bible said.
啊, 现在看, 哥林多后书,
Second Corinthians.
哥林多前书，哥林多前书15章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书15章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
第六节,
verse 2.
我们从第一节看好了,
let's look at verse 1.
哥林多前书15章的第一节,
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1.
弟兄们, 我如今把先前所传给你们的福音, 我们这边有个福音, 那告诉你们知道, 这个福音, 又是福音, 你们也领受了, 又靠着站立得住, 第二节,
verse 2.
并且你们若不是突然相信, 能以持守我所传给你们的, 就必因这福音得救, 所以这个福音, 第三节,
verse 3.
那我当日所领受要传给你们的, 第一, 这个福音, 第一, 是基督照着圣经所说, 为我们的罪死了, 第四节,
verse 4.
而且埋葬了, 又照圣经所说, 第三天又复活了, 那这个是福音,
and this is the gospel.
那这个福音为什么基督耶稣复活是福音的核心呢?
Why would the resurrection become the core belief of Christian?
那我们来看彼得的前书,
let's look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书第三章,
1 Peter chapter 3.
第三章二十一节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 21。
彼得前书三章二十一节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 21。
这水所表明的洗礼啊，洗礼就要洗去罪嘛，我们都知道。
So baptism is to wash away sin。
好，那现在借着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。
And through Jesus Christ, we get resurrection.
所以意思就是说，耶稣基督假设没有复活的话，这个洗礼洗了一百次啊，再怎么样奉耶稣基督的名啊，那圣灵再怎么运行，可是耶稣基督没有复活的话，这个都是没有功效的。
If Jesus Christ did not resurrect, then we baptize in vain. It doesn't matter how many times we have been baptized.
因为耶稣基督不复活
，If Jesus Christ did not resurrect.
那他就不会升天呢、啊。
Then he will not ascend to the.
那没有升天的话，圣灵就不会降下来呀、啊。
Then if he did not ascend to the heaven, then the Holy Spirit will not descend.
那教会就不会被建立呀、啊。
Then church will not be established.
所以以后的这些事情啊，就不会发生了。
Then all these will not happen after.
那我们得救还有指望吗
？Then do we have any hope in salvation?
所以保罗在前书的十五章那里才说。基督耶稣不复活的话，我们的信就是枉然的。
So, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that if Jesus Christ did not resurrect, then we all hope in vain.
说耶稣基督的复活，让我们有一个活泼的盼望。
And as Jesus Christ resurrect, then we'll have a hope that's life.
也就是代表着耶稣基督得胜死亡。
That means Jesus Christ has overcome overcome death.
啊，请问大家哪一个人能够得胜死亡啊
？So let ask you a question: Who can overcome death？
啊，就是以前古代那个帝王、那个君王哈、啊，很有能力、很有权势的人。
Even in the old time, all the kings who has power，
啊，他们也是必须要向死亡低头啊。
And they have to be defeated by death。
啊，听说以前的秦始皇啊，不愿意低头啊。
In the old time, that king。From dynasty Qin,
所以他都派遣人啊，到处去寻找那个啊长生不老的药。
Then he sent soldiers to look for medications that that after he ate it, he would not die.
他还是死的。
But then he died.
啊，说从来没有一个人啊能够战胜死亡啊。
And nobody can defeat death.
啊，只有基督耶稣。
Only Jesus Christ.
所以死亡啊，就是人类啊一个公敌。
So death is the common enemy of everybody.
没有一个能够得胜的。
And nobody can defeat that.
那么困难，没有人能够办得到的事情，耶稣基督啊，神让耶稣基督从死里复活了。
But then this nobody can overcome it. Jesus Christ has gained victory over death.
啊，所以今天我们只要站在神的国度里头啊，靠着主，我们就能够得胜有余呀。
As long as we're in the God's kingdom, then we have more than enough to be victory over death.
因此主耶稣他说啊，在世界上你们会有苦难。
And Jesus said that you will have suffering in the world.
啊，但是你们放心哈，你们放心。
But then you should be careful.
在我里面有平安呐。
I mean, you should be okay because in me there is peace.
因为耶稣基督已经胜了世界。
Jesus Christ has gained the victory over the world.
那么意思就是说他已经胜过死亡。
And he has gained victory over death.
所以什么事情会比死亡更严重了
？So what is more serious than death?
所以我们的什么驾照没有考过了什么考试不通过了，那拿一个 F 啊，这个多小事情呢
？You cannot pass your driver license or you cannot pass a certain test. Those are little things.
什么被解雇啊？这个小事情啊。
So you've been fired. That is a little thing.
你看死亡那么严重的事情，没有一个人能够战胜得敌好的、啊，耶稣基督可以战胜。
Well, death nobody can overcome, but Jesus Christ has overcome death.
所以我们信靠他啊，他是值得我们来信靠的。
That we have to believe and trust in him, because he's worth it.
啊，请看以赛亚书的二十八章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 28.
以赛亚书二十八章
，Isaiah chapter 28,
十六节
，verse 16。
以赛亚书二十八章十六节
，Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16。
所以主如此说啊，看呐、啊，我在锡安呐、啊、放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石，信靠的人啊，必不致着急啊。这个 宝石那根基啊，这块石头就指的从死里复活的耶稣基督啊。
This stone, a precious cornerstone, is Jesus Christ who resurrected.
因为这个就是被试验过的。
And this has already been tested.
他从死里复活。
That he died from the he resurrected from death.
所以我们就可以信靠他。
So we can trust him.
信靠的人不用着急，就轻松了。
Whoever believes in him should be comforted.
因为他已经得胜死亡了。
Because he has already gained a victory over death.
所以我们看哈，人的国啦，当然一定会灭亡的。
So we know the man's kingdom will be defeated.
但是神的国一定会建立的。
But God's kingdom will stay firm.
神就是要打破人的建筑啊。
So God will break the structure of man.
神也会打破人的制度啊。
God will break the system of man.
但是我们看到大卫哈，这个神坚定啊，坚定大卫的家室。
But then God has affirmed the David's throne.
这个家室就是指着神的教会。
And this David's kingdom means the church.
所以保罗说，这个家就是神的教会，教会就是神的家。
So Paul said, the church is a household of God, and household is the church of God.
所以教会是神国度的彰显。
So a church is the glory of God.
但是呢，必须要经过艰难。
But then it has to go through tribulations.
可是要装备得胜。
But then it will gain victory after.
所以当我们早上提过，遇到失败、患难、挫折的时候，不要害怕。
In the morning, we mentioned that if you encounter difficulties, do not be afraid.
我们教会碰到艰难的时候、困难的时候，也不要害怕。
So when church has encountered difficulties, do not be afraid.
我们个人碰到困难、挑战的时候，也不要害怕。
So do not be afraid if we encounter personal difficulties.
更不要互相责备。
Then do not blame each other.
我们不责备别人，也不责备自己的孩子。
So if we don't blame each other,
也不会责备自己，连自己都不要责备了。
Then we don't blame each other and we don't blame ourselves.
因为这是正常的。
Because this is normal.
神的国度啊，毕竟要得胜的。
Because God's kingdom will gain victory.
因为祝福啊，隐藏在患难里头。
Because blessing is hidden in tribulations.
成功啊，隐藏在失败里头。
So the failure of the successful what is hidden in failure.
神的国要彰显。
So God's kingdom will be glorified.
神在掌控着历史。
And God has control over history.
掌控着我们一生。
Has control over our life.
只要我们站在神的国度里。
If we stay firm in God's kingdom.
站在教会里头。
And we stay firm in the church.
不要离开教会。
And do not leave the church.
所以我们自己不离开教会。
If we do not leave the church,
也不让我们的子孙离开教会。
And we do not let our next generation to leave.
再唱诗。
Let's sing him.
434首。
434.